MSO News. Giving voice to the North Shore, this is North Shore Today for Monday, October 2, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore with today's headlines. Topsfield Fair opens, groundbreaking for Sawyer Free Library.
I'm Bill Newell, and later in sports, yeah, we'll talk some football. Rick?
Thanks, Bill. Sunny today, mid to upper 60s. High tide Gloucester Harbor, 1:59 p.m. The Topsfield Fair opened on Friday and will continue right through this week with the final day next Monday, Columbus Day. This year's largest pumpkin contest winner went to a Rhode Island man, while a second-place pumpkin weighing 2,074 pounds was grown by Tom Keenan of Swampscott. The Salem City Council has taken a stand against wage theft. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News that the council voted unanimously Thursday night on an ordinance with a full section on wage theft protection. The capital improvement project at Gloucester's Sawyer Free Library has broken ground. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Gloucester Times that the new library will feature a 100-seat community room, a 16-seat conference room, a local history center, a teen room, and a new children's room. A former member of the Saugus Board of Selectmen has pleaded guilty to embezzlement. According to the Daily Item, 53-year-old Mark Mitchell pleaded guilty to 18 counts of forgery, larceny, and other charges in connection with a scheme to embezzle $1.3 million from the Boston Center for Adult Education, where he served as a comptroller. There's a new restaurant coming to North Beverly. Giuseppe's, an iconic Newburyport restaurant, will be opening a second location at the former Bertucci's restaurant. The Salem News reports that the new restaurant will open on Enon Street sometime in the next 30 days. And Beverly voters will have a chance to hear from the two candidates running for mayor this week. Details are posted below here on North Shore Today regarding an event sponsored by the Greater Beverly Chamber of Commerce. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
MSO News Sports. News updates throughout the day. Great local sports coverage. Giving voice to North Shore newsmakers.
This is MSO Sports. I'm Bill Newell. Former Red Sox pitcher Tim Wakefield has died at the age of 57. The knuckleball throwing pitcher apparently died from a very aggressive form of cancer. His wife, Stacy, has also been diagnosed with a different kind of cancer. The Red Sox closed out the season yesterday with a 6-1 win over the Orioles. Everything is bigger in Dallas. Unfortunately for the Patriots, even the losses, 38-3 yesterday to the Cowboys. Patriots coach Bill Belichick.
All right, well, we obviously didn't do much of anything well enough to, you know, be competitive tonight. So at this point, I think we're a lot better team than what we showed out there tonight, but that's what we showed, and that's what it was. So got a lot of work to do. Got to do a better job playing, coaching. Just got to perform better.
That pretty much captures it. High school football highlights from over the weekend. Peabody, St. John's Prep, and Bishop Fenwick all improved to 4-0 on the season. The Tanners topping Marblehead. The Eagles beat LaSalle Academy in Rhode Island. And Fenwick beat rivals St. Mary's of Lynn. Then there is Swampscott, a winner over Saugus as they grab a league win.
I thought after last Friday's game against Winthrop, I thought we played well enough to win last Friday. We just didn't make a couple plays down the stretch. So the kids kind of took that, you know, a little bit of an attitude into this week of practice, and they did everything we asked. We had a good week of practice, and it showed tonight. We clicked on all cylinders, and I'm really proud of the kids and the coaches for this one.
Swampscott coach Peter Bush.
I think it's just, you know, being really sound in all three phases of the game. Last week again, you know, the offense got going, I think, early against Winthrop, and the defense was playing well. And then again, you know, we had a little thing, you know, happen with the special teams last week, and then we missed a couple tackles. So I think, you know, ultimately, just, you know, we played well in all three phases of the game tonight. The kids competed, and we took what we, you know, did in practice and executed tonight.
The Big Blue got great performances from many players Friday night in Saugus, but one certainly noticed is kicker Joe Marino. He went 5-for-5 on PATs, showing length and accuracy.
Oh, yeah. Joseph's a weapon, and he works at his craft. He's out there before practice, before meetings, you know, doing extra kicking. You know, but Joseph, you know, again, when you lose Aiden Wolf to graduation, who was pretty, was Mr. Automatic on his PATs, it's a little bit tricky. But Joseph spent the whole summer kicking, and he does a lot of stuff on his own. And again, it's just, you know, it's typical of what these kids do.
First year Swampscott High football coach Peter Bush. We will have plenty of local football coverage all this week on the website leading up to this weekend's games. This is North Shore Today, giving voice to the North Shore. Have a great Monday. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell.
Grand Army of the Republic Museum and the Lynn Museum present Defending Democracy, a free forum, Wednesday, October 4th, 6 p.m. at Lynn City Hall Auditorium. Join MA Secretary of Education Dr. Patrick Tutwiler and social justice groups at this forum on threats to civil liberties, assaults on voting rights, and African-American history and book banning. Witness actors portraying Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. That's Defending Democracy, Wednesday, October 4th at 6 p.m. in Lynn City Hall Auditorium.